Here they are hiding in the audience. Let's give them a hand. Yeah. And a hug, because I can.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David. Thank you, David. And David, I appreciate the introduction. You also were gone.
Big trip.
You left. You went on a big trip to Cape Town, South Africa.
They opened up a whole nother part of the world.
Absolutely. To teach, was it SES?
Sandra Bannon.
Aspectology.
And SES.
So,
first time ever.
You had a big, big trip also.
And if I may.
Yes.
Please.
Hello, Cape Town and South Africa.
Yay.
Thank you.
How did you like your trip? How did you like it?
Loved it.
Was the weather good?
Weather was perfect. That's normally their shoulder season, which is getting into winter.
But right.
We were there. We had sunshine and just marvelous.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Wow. How are you over jet lag?
No.
No. I don't think we are either.
That's like, going to be a really long plane ride, too.
16 hours.
Oh, 16 hours.
From Johannesburg to Atlanta.
Jonah, yeah.
Wow.
Did John give you the power?
Yeah.
Now he's got it.
Yeah. 16 hours.
16 hours. That's a long time.
So, I have to tell you that I can hardly be quiet or sit still because...
Really?
Well, you know, we were on this trip and... Due to different circumstances, it turned out that Hannibal Means joined us. And he had everyone in this space where we've worked with him enough that you know when you're with Hannibal that you can be as outrageous as anyone can imagine because you can never outdo
him.
Never,
ever.
And so after doing two workshops with him, I'm just ready to just yell and scream and... Have my, you know, just crazy.
We've got some pictures today of the, we were in Finland, Norway, and Poland. We've got some pictures, which I'm excited to show, but it was great. I do want to acknowledge everyone who got dressed up, taking Adamus's request to kind of a new level. And David, what is the, I'm not sure.
It's a hippie.
Hippie. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I just want to make sure. 60s.
Cool.
Yeah, it is just cool, no matter what.
And actually, this is from South Africa.
Yeah,
I figured that.
That is
beautiful. I imagine
that. Could I have it? No, he says no.
Kauai, and South America.
Wow,
cool guy.
Wow,
cool guy.
Yeah, that is cool. Everybody,
everybody
got dressed up today. I see we have angels in the house. Go ahead and stand up if you would. Let the.
Oh,
and John,
my God. Oh, look at
that.
Wow,
look at that. Good day. Wow. Woo.
Lovely. Cool.
Thank you.
I have to say that I got a call the other day, and Susie was reporting to me that they had just finished canyon cleanup. And she said, we found some odd things, and we actually found a coconut bra. And I literally heard that.
I wonder where that would have come from.
And all I thought, oh, my God, I can just see Sart in his convertible just whipping his coconut bra out into the ditch.
Or changing clothes on the side of the street or something. That's right. And you didn't want to wear that? No.
Actually, Sart says he's kind of afraid to have to tell us it wasn't his, so now we really are perplexed. Okay.
Anyway, glad everybody's here. As David mentioned, we have a sold-out crowd today, which is always good. We've been doing this for 10, 11 years, and to know that people are still showing
back.
Up, that's an amazing thing. It's we love it. So,
and we see some people we haven't seen for a while, as well as a lot of new people.
Yeah.
And people that brought other people.
And I want to mention also, it's for everybody listening in online. Matter of fact, let's give a hand to the people listening in online.
Yes, please. Woo! Woo!
You know, as we travel around, it's amazing the people that say how they listen every show day. They listen to the webcast, and they just want us to say hi. And they know you guys are rock stars. They know Edith.
They do.
As a matter of fact, they come up
they do.
And say...
They know you would. You would not believe how many of you they know. It's really funny.
It's scary. They come up and say, oh, do you know Edith? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, could you give her a hug for me? Could you ask her to wait? So, Edith, would you please wave to your fans out there? Right over in this camera right here. That's Edith. Woo!
The other thing that people are making us very aware of that's quite delightful is we go to, in almost every place we go, somebody comes up and tells us that they're sitting in front of their television or computer, or television, computers, and that they're watching this live, and there is someone translating consecutively or simultaneously while a group is listening. And we hear that in almost every workshop we go to. So you just can't imagine how many groups of Shambra are out there, and they're actually doing a lot of it with simultaneous translation with a local Shambra person. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, so really be careful because you are being watched.
Welcome. And welcome and thank you to all the people that are translating this live and translating it later.
Yeah. So for those watching in online, it's a warm day here.
Lovely.
In Coal Creek Canyon. It's about 20, 21, somewhere in there, which is really warm. I mean, that's about 70 Fahrenheit, 72. And that's warm for up here. It was kind of, unusual not having to put on the snowshoes. When we got home the other night, it was snowing up here, which was really strange. We just come in from Frankfurt, and it was warm and muggy. And then to land here, drive up the mountain, and it's snowing. It's
we
like,
try
what
not
is with
to
that?
Say snow in June, July, or
That's
August.
That's true.
So it's good.
So please.
Okay. So welcome to some out-of-town people here. We have live and in person Marianne Ang from Whitehorse, Yukon.
Hello, Marianne. Good to see you again.
How are you?
Glad you're here. Is it snowing up in Whitehorse?
You are so smart.
Smart. Good to see you up here.
Then we have Peter and Marie Hirst, and I'm sure I said that wrong, from New Zealand.
From New Zealand. Welcome.
Glad you could join us.
And to say that you're Kiwis, that's a good thing, right? That's not bad. Good. A very good thing. You never know. I just want to be careful. What brings you here? Oh, the shot, really?
Wow. It's
Oh, going to Europe, and isn't it beautiful up here? Yeah. Oh, is it really? Wow. Well, San Francisco can get a little chilly with
damp.
The morning. Yeah, damp.
Just but, damp. Damp and cloudy.
Well, welcome. Glad that you're here. Thank you.
We've learned that what they call a clear day in most parts of the world is very different from what we call a clear day.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can see a shadow, it's a clear day in most places.
And here, it's crystal clear.
Crystal clear, and the sky is as blue as her outfit.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Tiba Carrieta from Bucharest, Romania. Where are you? I think she didn't make it yet.
Not yet.
She was at teacher training for SES.
Then
we have David Kim. He's visiting from Glendale, California.
Hello, David.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And with David is his friend, Min Lee, from Porter Ranch, California.
Hello, Min.
Welcome, Min.
Glad you're here.
And then, special guest from Hawaii, we have Kathleen Lowry. We'll hear more from her.
Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen. And I'd like to make a mention about Kathleen. Kathleen is here for the first time.
On the earth or here?
No, here in Coal Creek Canyon for the first time. I think she's had a lot of
information. You got to be clear.
Kathleen's from Hawaii, at the Big Island.
Big Island.
We were supposed to have met Kathleen back in March when we were in Hawaii.
Tsunami
we were
going to
get together and just spend an afternoon talking, chatting, because Kathleen is a channeler. She's a trance channeler, channels the guidance energy. Well, because of the tsunami, you couldn't get out of off the Big Island. We were trapped up in the hills in Kauai, so we never did meet. So today, in the parking lot, here in Coal Creek Canyon was the first time.
Good to meet you. Good to be here with us.
We knew you were coming today to be at the shout. Well, Adamus woke me up the other night at about 3 o'clock, which he likes to do, and said, you know, I'd sure like guidance energy to help with the questions and answers today. And I said, well, I didn't think you did question and answers. And he said, but today I will. So Kathleen is going to come up front during the
join us.
During the Adama session towards the end. So if you have questions, think of them now. I don't know if we'll be able to take any from online.
I have my laptop with me.
You have your laptop?
Do you think anybody here has a question?
Because if you don't have questions.
If you think you have a question, raise your hand.
Yeah, so we see how many.
We get a
two questions. Three questions.
Only three questions.
Only three, four questions.
Oh,
thank
okay,
you, Dave.
Okay.
We'll five. You don't have to pay to ask. You get to have free questions today.
Okay,
we have.
I think we're okay.
Okay, we have enough.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Glad you can be here with us.
Glad you're here, Kathleen.
Peg Blakely from Cass Lake, Minnesota. Are you here?
No.
Okay. Susan Baim Hoover from Walt Hill, Nebraska.
Susan, good to see you again. Did you bring the dogs with you?
Absolutely.
Good.
Lovely.
Always.
Good.
Brian Chapman from Albuquerque. Where are you, Brian? I don't think he's checked in yet.
Not here yet.
I just saw these there's a couple characters that just came in. Heather Teach from Buffalo, New York.
Hello, Heather.
How are you? Nice to see you.
Good to see you again.
Then we have from Lancaster, New York, we have Dorothy and Mike Mayer. Where are you?
Dorothy and Mike.
Glad to see you. Be here. Nice to see you.
Glad you're here. I know, isn't it amazing? Now, and is it different when you're actually here in person? Is it?
No, it's just like you're.
Yeah, yeah, like Edith, and yeah, like your old friends with her. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. See, Edith, you could start your own clothing line, your own perfume. You know. You didn't know you were such a celebrity around the world. Yep. Thank you. Glad you're here. I'm embarrassing her. Just wait till Adamus comes in.
And last but not least, we have Bubba Mama here.
What?
Bubba Mama.
Bubba Mama?
Yeah, over Bubba
What's
Mama.
What's a Bubba Mama?
Right here.
Oh my God.
Come on up.
Had a few too many carbs.
Do a little walk up. Come on, Bubba Mama.
Are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't the man that did that to you? You think it was carbs? You're just kind of a perfect Chambra, I guess.
I just do guessing.
You know, I just saw you not too long ago, so this is all you've had your transformation very quickly. Interesting.
Ascension.
Yeah. That's
look.
I got me covered. Yeah. Very interesting. Scary. You know, there's people that are watching online. You know.
Am I allowed to say her real name?
No, I'm not. You know,
I want that.
I am so glad that we're able to have fun. We don't have to be stuffy about all this. We can laugh and have a good time. We notice that, you know, on every trip, but this trip in particular, the dancing and the getting together at night. Nobody even wanted to show up for the workshop during the day. They just wanted to get together at night because that's when, well, the connection, the laughter, and that's when we stop taking ourselves so seriously.
You know, I think there's
maybe sometimes not enough seriously, though.
You know, a lot of it is that there are a lot of us on the journey, and we all do it fairly separately and singly. And when we get together, we get to realize that there are others on the journey, too.
Yeah.
And we get to just connect a little bit.
We're spoiled. I mean, we get to be with Chambra so much of the time. And we don't have to often interact with the outer world other than two of the most brutal forces that a human could ever be in contact with.
Your mom and dad?
Airlines and hotels. God, yeah, the TSA. So anyway, we've got a lot to cover, so we should move along.
We We should take 1 minute to note, do a special hello to Norman Garrett. Garrett got walking pneumonia and got quite sick with it. Right after the last shout. And he's still recovering from pneumonia. So Norman and Garrett are at their home listening in. They won't be able to join us this month. They'll be back next month. Do please just take a moment with me and just send them your breath, your love, and your blessings just for a moment.
And I know that they really wanted to be here. I mean, really wanted to be here.
Let's
just give them a shout out too. They're listening in at home to the cameras. Hello, Norman Garrett. Woo! Woo! So we look forward to seeing them very soon. They are doing their webcast tomorrow. Mm-hmm. From their house. For those of you who listen in, or for those of you who go up there, they still are doing their webcast tomorrow up in Evergreen. So either tune in or just go on up there. They'll be doing the webcast.
Yes.
Great. Well, let's take a review of what Adamas had to say last month. And this is kind of, I like this. Gene is now doing a video, which is also goes up on YouTube. That's about 10 minutes or so, a recap.
12 minutes and 37 seconds.
Just a little recap of the shoud. So she's put that together. If we could get the lights down in the back, and we'll play last month. Arrgh, to all the spiritual pirates, arrgh. Sounds like you're starting your car on a cold day.
So clever.
An award to everyone who dressed up as a pirate. Please stand up for all those. Let the booty be dispensed. Can't have pirates without booty.
There we go.
I love this, Chambra. A long time ago I said, dress up when you come here. I didn't mean your Sunday best. Well, you could do that as well, but dress up. Get out of that role that you've been playing, that identity that you've been so connected to.
Excuse me, we have a problem.
Yes.
I don't know what to do about Sart.
Sart gets two. Anyone that can dress like that, driving down the road in a little sports car for all other humans to behold, gets to.
Thank you, Sarge.
It's Chambra.
Thank you.
And he's doing the hula. Thank you, Sarge. I love your imagination and creativity.
It brings up actually a very important point. Very important is, and we're going to use this as our theme today.
Oh.
Something we've talked about before, but it's so easy to get stuck in your identity. Pretending that you are something that you're really not. So easy to get locked into who you think you are. And it's no more than a role. Even if you didn't get dressed up today, it's another costume. Your body, a costume. Your history, just a stage script, that's all. One of the greatest things you can do for yourself right now is let loose of that identity. Let's take a deep breath. Get out of the mind for a moment and truly hear what I'm saying. Truly, truly hear. Not just the words, but the feelings and the understanding. Take a moment here to feel in. The tensions are very tight right now. Humans are stressed out. Humans are losing their minds. Conflict going on right now at nearly unimaginable levels. And all at this time, there's a whole new wave of cosmic energy, interdimensional energy entering into this reality. the volumes, which have never been seen here on Earth. All of this at a time of very interesting astrology, alignment, and better said, misalignment of planets. While all of this is going on, there's going to be some interesting revelations and discoveries about physical objects in your universe. Planets that have never been seen before. Types of cosmic formations that have never been seen or understood before are going to be seen in these next few months. At the same time all this is going on, there are parts, a lot of parts, of the near-Earth realms. These are the non-physical realms that you could say surround Earth. That's where the ghosts and the spooks hang out. That's where your aspects that are all screwed up tend to hang out when they're not pestering you. The near-Earth realms, there are parts of it that are in chaos right now. Total chaos. Total confusion. This is affecting you. You're connected to the near-Earth realms. You have loved ones there. You have been there, been your home in between lifetimes on Earth on many occasions. So you can imagine, with all this chaos and clutter, how this is affecting how you're feeling and how Earth is going right now. In addition, if that wasn't enough, there are beings from the other realms, aliens, you might call them. Of course, we're all aliens, aren't we? Interferers. You could say they're angelic beings, but they're not the angels with the nice halos over their head. They're interfering right now. These beings do not feel that human beings or angelic beings can handle free will, divine will, or freedom, period. So you have all these dynamics going on, and the pinnacle time is the next 2 months. I'm not trying to scare, not at all. No drama in it, because you, each and every one of you listening in, is absolutely, every one of you listening in is absolutely safe. There is everything to behold right now. Everything. No excuses. To do what you want to do. To breathe in this energy, even if there's crazy headlines, even if there's weird events going on, even, especially even, remember this, underline it, bowface it, put it in my next video, even if little metal ships arrive on Earth, that is not Jesus or the Savior or anyone else coming. There are ones that are interfering. They're not here to do you any good. So, dear Shambra, understand there's manipulation, control, everything else. And the question's been asked, and I'll ask it out loud. How do you know I'm not manipulating or hypnotizing you right now? Because you don't want it. That's the only answer. Because you don't want it, therefore, you are not. Even if I was trying, you do not want me doing it. Is that correct?
Yes.
That didn't sound very convincing.
Yes!
Absolutely. It is about your sovereignty. It is about your freedom. It is about your connection to the God that you already are. So, let's get to the point now. And the point is, we've said it before, but I'll say it again. What can you do? What can you do right now? What's the, during this next 2 months of time, what's the most important thing you can do? Breathe. Absolutely. There's another very important thing. Let go of your identity. We've been saying it in 100 different ways for 100 years. Let go of the identity. I love the pirates because they can act for a moment. And every time they act, every time you act, it's a little reminder to part of yourself that it's all an act. That's all an act. There is no going back to David later today. There's acting like David later today. But that inner part of this being starts to remember, oh, that's right. It's not about making David perfect. It's not about even repairing or healing David. There is no David to heal or repair. It was an act. The more you try to repair it and heal it, the more you're just falling into the old belief that it's real. That's why I said last month, get over all this healing, all this processing. Get into you. Get into you. Get over all these abundance thing. That's your old act, abundance issues. It is. Every time you have an abundance issue, instead of calling and griping at somebody, remind yourself, it's just an act. It's your old act. What's your new act? If you can get over your identity, which is the scariest thing for this act that you're playing, because it doesn't know what happens next. And if suddenly you get over your identity and understand you're not really who you think you are, oh, well, that identity has a little bit of an issue. Identity is saying, well, then we're going to die. See, it's just an actor acting out. Then we'll die. And we'll go out of existence. And no. No, don't listen to that act or that aspect. Listen to the I am. I am. And it's not I am that I was. But that's the way you live. That's how you are living. I am that I was. I'm not sure what the hell I'm going to be. It is that I am that I am becoming. And the becoming is in this moment. I am the becoming. I am that I am. Simplified. I am. I am. Everything else is an act. Everything else is just for fun. When you can get to that point, my dear loved ones, when you can get over yourself, you will start to be yourself once and for all. But no matter what is happening, no matter what is happening this next couple of months, take a deep breath and remember, A, you're just an act, grand act, wonderful act, but just an act. B, remember, all is well in all of creation. And that's why there's so much tension on Earth right now, because at the core of creation, energies have come back together again in a very beautiful, very new way. Could be eons of time before that message ever reaches Earth. And in the meantime, there are those beings who are still playing Earth, who are still playing out duality, don't want to let it go. Because Earth is so removed from what you would call Source, it's a great place to continue this old game. Whatever gets to you, or you ever get to yourself, just remember, all is well in all of creation. You can tap into that at any time. With that, dear friends, I am that I am. Adama St. Germain with you every loving step of the way. Thank you. That something wrong with the sync. And Jean said that she thought there was something wrong with the lip sync. And I said, I don't think so. But then, of course, we watch television overseas all the time, and it's never quite right. There's a little lip sync problem for those who are just or sitting here. I don't know if it was that same way online, but it was kind of cool to watch. It was like watching a foreign movie. And then you didn't notice? Really? Really? You didn't notice? Maybe I'm something really, I'm on a different planet. Did anybody notice the lip sync? Thank you. Yeah, the tech crew did. They were like, oh, what now?
One of my favorite guests was the parrot in the audience.
Yeah. That was David giving us all the bird.
No. Yeah.
Yes, that really, Gene puts those together, and Gene,
woo! Thank you, Gene. Thank you.
And these are on YouTube also, so we get a lot of traffic on YouTube. Gene, you told me recently, like, with all the different YouTube videos, we've had, like, I don't know, 300,000-400,000 views, something like that, a lot, yeah.
Well, Jeff, if you look at it every day four times, just...
It's only twice, damn it. Okay, well, let's keep moving along here. I think we go into recent events. Oh, yeah. It was a month, wasn't it? Even Adamus kind of gave us a heads up and said it's going to be intense. Anybody notice that? It's only three people?
It's not done either.
It's not done. It's hard for us to tell sometimes because when you're sleeping in a different bed and eating different food and in a different land with different energy, you're never quite sure if it's... David, did you notice that? You know, is it me? Is it the difference or what?
I played that a number of times.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good. So we're going to take a quick tour. I have photos from Finland to begin with. And I have to say, as we go into these photos of Finland, it was a great event. It was a two-day Beyond the Mind workshop. It was the first time we've done that. I want to do that again and again and again.
It evolves.
It was very succinct and crisp, and it was different than the mental imbalance, of course, but it was very new and different information, a great group of people in Finland, and particularly to Irma and Jarno and Anna for putting the event together, and for Jane for doing the translating. He sat and typed it, so it was showing up on a screen.
Finnish
words are about that long, you know. And he was just going away, and people watching the screen. It was amazing.
And the Finns are a very easy audience.
Absolutely. I tell you, Finland is one of the most beautiful places I've been to in all of our travels. I immediately had a heart connection, and I thought to myself, I could live here.
In the summer.
During the summer. Finland is about 80% forests and lakes. Just absolutely beautiful. I mean, there was this, the weather was pretty good most of the time. I think it just rained one day.
Some spring
the
rain.
The trees, the greenery was just coming out.
You think
out.
That's Chambra?
It was a forest fairy. And truly a beautiful place. I invited ourselves back. We were about an hour outside
of
Helsinki. And just amazing. We'd sit outside in the evenings, have a drink. Of course, this is about 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Well, all right, 10. But still.
It was pretty late.
This was, I think, after dinner. And then the sun goes kind of down for about 2 or 3 hours. And then about 2 in the morning, 2:30, it's back up.
The sky never truly got dark the whole time we were there. It gets like barely, like twilight-ish.
It is
never
the weirdest
black.
Feeling.
Very strange.
You're thinking, oh, it's still early. I don't have to go to bed. And then you look at your watch. It's like, oh, my God, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
And they have the blackout drapes, too, to help people because it is a challenge. But I can't imagine the winter when there's only that much light.
Oh, it was so beautiful there. And
gorgeous.
Irma and the crew did a great job.
Translator.
This is Jane over at the side there who did the translating.
His wife.
And Jarno, who all helped with the workshop. So it was great. Beautiful room with windows overlooking the lake. Adamus was pretty intense. This is Irma again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pretty intense 2 days, and everybody agreed.
Irma is the web host. She does works with the translator. She does a lot, and she's a mentor teacher.
I would say we had about 75 people, mostly from Finland, but also from some of the surrounding countries. And I would like to go back. But actually, the people there are so genuinely wonderful.
Oh, they're wonderful.
I mean, any time.
But 30 below zero? No, I'm not going.
Second time in Finland.
I have boundaries.
Yeah.
Not many.
I look forward to going back.
Not many.
All right.
It's really, really lovely, and the people make it really easy. And the food was really good, too. And
as we were leaving, we now had to go from Finland over to Copenhagen up to Norway to a place called Stavanger. We would say it's Stavanger.
I never said Stavanger. It right once.
It's a coastal city. It's right in the North Sea. And it was also an amazingly beautiful place. This was a three-day mystery school. We call them mystery schools because we have no idea truly what's going to happen. This particular school, there was only one segment that was anything like any of the other schools. That's when he talks about the old mystery school. But every other part of it was different.
Every time.
Inga and Mariana were the hosts and did such a smooth job of setting everything up, accommodating all the needs of everybody, participating. I really have to thank them.
Inga's also the web host.
Inga's the web host. Gerhardt and Anat were supposed to join us, but Gerhardt had an accident, gardening of all things, broke his femur and is going to be off his feet for about 2 months. So Hannibal Means just happened to be available. He actually had something else booked, but it had suddenly come open, so he joined us, and it was outrageous. And at first I thought, oh, my God, Hannibal in Norway. I mean, Norwegians are very considerate, and they're not loud, and they're polite, and they're very nice people. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, Hannibal is just going to blow their minds. I think in Norway, it's almost a law that you're not supposed to stand out. And here is Hannibal.
You're supposed to be hardworking and humble.
Just a few beach shots, but Shoei was also very, very beautiful there. And then we finally get into the workshop.
Inga and Mariana.
Yeah. And Shambra celebrating. It rained there almost every day, so once in a while the sun would come out and we'd all run outside and celebrate, but we were having a great time.
Or smoke.
Or smoke, yes, one of the two. That's tough in the rain. And I think about 80, 85 participants, mostly from Norway, but also from other countries. Here was one point where Hannibal had some of the people up on stage. It was, you had to be
expressing there. In front of everyone. And if you didn't do it enough, he would encourage you, and just it was easier to be outrageous than to keep listening to him tell you to be outrageous.
Speaking of outrageous, at one point Adamus decided he was going to use the keyboard. He got up. It looks like Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, yeah. So he played a few notes, yeah. Oh, they sounded terrible because
Actually, he didn't. It sounded like he was making up tinkle music.
Yeah, actually, he was just tinkling.
He was tinkling.
On the piano. On the piano. But Linda certainly loved it.
A license to scream? Oh, my God.
Yeah. But between Hannibal and Adamus and Linda, it really kept the audience going. It was a great workshop, and a special thanks to Inga and Mariana for hosting, and for everybody who came in for the event. It was lovely. Then it was off to the airport where we got stuck. A volcano.
Who knows what is going to be next?
Volcano clouds. So our first flight was canceled and then sat in the airport most of the day. Finally got on an airplane, just about ready to take off. They stopped it. We sat in the airplane for quite a while the cloud moved over. I don't know, did somebody go up there and test? They stick their finger out and, see how much ash is on their finger
what
or something.
What finger did you just stick up?
That finger. Very carefully. Yeah. But we finally got to Warsaw. And it was amazing.
Beautiful time of year.
It's beautiful time of the year. Our hosts were Wim and Lydia Salwa. And again,
thanks to them, we never met them before, and they were so kind to us anyways.
Oh, they were wonderful and just did
gracious.
A beautiful job handling all the details, working with Linda and I, and they took us out sightseeing. We had a couple of days where we had a little bit of time. So we saw the center of Warsaw, and then they took us out into the country to see, the countryside. I couldn't believe the forests and the beauty and I never had thought of Poland as being that beautiful.
It was really beautiful, and it was really important for us. We'd never been there, and of course the topic was a little bit engaging, so there was it seemed really important to get a feel for where we were since we had never been there. So Wim and Lydia being willing to take us out and give us
really
a feel
helped.
For the area was really, really, really helpful. And it was interesting because I believe they said that 85% of Warsaw was destroyed in the World War.
World War II.
So it's truly a place in the world of truly nearly completely rebuilding itself and attempting to move forward.
It was, like Linda said, it was very good to have a couple of days to really feel the place, not just the airport or the hotel. It gave us a lot of depth, and Dombas was chatting in my ear a lot, you know, during the touring. He said he had spent a lot of time in Poland in his last lifetime as a Dombas for a variety of reasons, but had come to really, really love it. He's also trying to work back then with setting up EU, uniting European countries who tended to do a lot of fighting and a lot of battles. Poland always seemed to be right in the middle of all the conflicts going on. One of the reasons why Adama said, I want to do Angels and Alien, the workshop in Poland. He said that they're kind of right in the middle of these angel wars, causing the human wars. And he said, we're going to go there and really release that energy. We've got just some slides with some music in the background, but as a setup to it, we start out with pictures from our tour, first in Warsaw and then some out in the countryside. Okay. Some of the first people you'll see are Wim and Lydia. And then it was really kind of interesting coincidence, no coincidence. Obama happened to be in town, happened to get in the evening before we started our workshop. Our hotel was right near the airport, so he went right past the hotel. Linda and I happened
literally
to be out for a walk and caught the convoy. I've got some pictures. And we're standing there like idiots, like waving. But we were within 20 feet of President Obama.
Easily.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
And then right when our workshop ended,
Jeff said, I know he waved back to me. I know he did.
Yeah, sure. Hey, dude. And right when our workshop ended the next day, the motorcade came back through. It was so,
it was
I get tingles just even talking about it. There's about 200 people at the event, over 200. Originally, we just booked a small room because we thought our first time in Poland, we'd thought about 70, maybe 80 people at the most. It was about 206, I believe. Mm-hmm. And 160 from Poland, 40 from around Europe. And what a group.
About 18 teachers.
Yeah, 18 teachers and good information. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But Adamus didn't pull any punches, told people exactly what he thought about some of these angel wars, why they exist, why Poland has been a focal point of a lot of the conflict. Very clear about what he thought about aliens. I think he had to send me out one time.
Send you out. You have to send some private apologies to some people I know.
But I mean, I didn't really want to channel what he was saying, so he pushed me out and said it anyway. We have some shots from that. And
you will not be invited to deliver any material to Sedona Journal after that,
no,
I can tell you.
I will not. No. Persona non grata. So if we could get the lights down.
Really quick, I want to mention Lucas, because Lucas actually helped.
Oh, right, right.
He helped a lot of people sign up, and he also works with the website.
Yeah.
He is the web host.
Web host. And
yeah.
There was Polish translation, so you see the translator, Tomasz and V. So here we go with some slides from Poland.
Put your dreams away for now. I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me, you're already home where you feel love. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Ooh. brother. Your wisdom is older than me. Hello, my brother. Don't you worry about me. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Don't worry about me. How's your engine running? Is that bridge getting built? Are your hands getting filled? Won't you tell me, my brother? 'Cause there are stars up above. We can start
Adamus doesn't usually get choked up during channels. Tobias actually would, but Adamus is Adamus. But I'll never forget that when we started this workshop, which was just a week ago today, when we started, and in the first channel he talks about what's happened to Poland over the centuries, and he got so choked up, tears were coming out of my eyes. I was getting choked up.
You're getting choked up right now.
I am. And at the very, I am, because I was remembering.
I know. It was very special.
It was really special. At the very end, as he was doing his exit, instead of being arrogant, once again, he was just overwhelmed. It was truly beautiful.
Well, it's a very interesting thing, too, because, you know, as much as that Poland has been through, literally it's been wiped off the map at least three times.
Yeah.
Just didn't exist. It was just gone. And yet the when we met and we went there, the people were not complainers. They were just, they just seem as though, especially the Chamber, they're really looking and really going forward in the now moment, truly.
Yeah. It was such a beautiful day.
Really beautiful
Hard
people.
Day. The energies were difficult. Translation makes it even more difficult. Subject matter was tough, really tough. He talked about the angels and how they interfere, he explains that we do have a product that's going to have that, if I could get the screen back.
Well, if you remember the stories about the angel wars, it's easy to imagine that it was not always the most glorious journey.
Right, and he's very clear about the aliens and talks really about the difference between them. It does have the Polish translation in it, so it's a little bit slow, but there is an English PDF if you just want to read it. But actually, after a few minutes, you get used to the translation, and it allows you time to really absorb what he's saying.
The Polish part is actually pretty gentle. The translator that was doing the translation actually has a very pleasant, kind of nice voice, so it's not so distracting.
The staff really worked hard this week, and actually we have the product already, believe it or not.
Can you believe it?
There's four CDs in here, and yes, to the staff.
And we mean fast, because they did not have the parts and pieces to finish this until
No, they were doing
yesterday.
It late last night.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
It's now available. It's in the Schomburg shop as a digital download as well. We have some physical product here, and physical product will be ready for anybody who wants to order it.
It's in the store already, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's in the store.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, they can already order it.
So I can venture to say that this is going to cause... it's going to ruffle some feathers out there. As Linda said, we're not going to be invited to certain magazines to do any articles. But Adamus, when you listen to it, it makes sense. And he comes back to the point, there is no grander being in all of creation than the human being. No other being. He talks about there is some, what we would call advanced civilizations, but we have something that they don't, and that's why they do probes, and that's why they send little robot ships. He said they're not in those ships. They're smart enough not to be there. But that's why they send those here to Earth to probe us to find out how to get this thing that's called compassion or heart. I think we're really hard on ourselves and really think we're less than perfect because we think we make mistakes.
We judge our experience too much.
We judge our experience, but when you listen to this channel, particularly in the end, the last section is really kind of where he wraps it up, you suddenly have a grand appreciation for who we are and what we're doing here. So it was, what a trip.
Ooh, you're still...
I know, because I'm thinking back, it was such a...
It was beautiful.
It was an amazing day. Amazing.
And it was the combination of all of it. You could feel the energy of it.
And I'll tell you one part, at the end of the morning, just before the lunch break, Adamus is saying, don't let these angel wars affect Poland anymore. Because it's like every time Poland gets going, something bad happens. A few years ago, most of the top members of the government were wiped out in a plane crash. In the World War I, World War II, constantly taken over. It's like every time they get going, something bad happens. And Adama says it's because of the angel wars. And they mess with that area. I mean, they're in a different realm, but they use that for manipulation. And he said, he was very, very emphatic, and he said, no more. Kind of like what he said back here in January to somebody. He said, no more. And he said, Hannibal, get up here. Do Ray Charles. Hit the road, Jack. And don't come back. No more, no more. And the whole crowd was just screaming
loud.
It was amazing. That energy, you could feel it transform. So, what an experience. Okay, we have a lot to cover, so time to move on. But
it was very special.
We'll go through this pretty quickly, talk about events that are coming up. Okay. I think it wants to go through this whole thing.
You think?
Yeah.
Looking like it. Who did that?
Oh, that's a mirror singing, actually. All right. Next weekend, we'll be in Sedona with Lee Carroll and the annual Summer Cry-In Conference. It'll be Pepper Lewis, Lee Carroll, Robert Coxon, Todd Ovakaitis, Peggy Dubrow, and others will be there. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good to work with Lee Carroll again. He's does a fantastic job.
We get to go to Sedona and personally experience the beauty and the grace of it, as well as the Macchio.
You said it, baby. I didn't.
Sedona is the home of Macchio. I mean, the light conference will be a slice of heaven, but but when you are in that community, everybody is, you know, the more, the holier than the next, and they have the right way to hit the fifth dimension with the purple ray, with the green ray from the left hip, and then turning and spinning clockwise. That's what it is, clockwise.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, and again, we were there a couple of years ago working with Lee.
I can't believe you got invited back.
I love Sedona. It's beautiful. But we were doing an interview for a film, and the interviewer kept on wanting Adamus to come in. And I'm like, no, just interview Tobias. And so they finally, Adamus actually finally came through, and they said, oh, what do you think of Sedona? Oh, don't ask Adamus that question. And he was very...
way too honest.
Clear. So we'll be there, and we are doing a Crimson Circle workshop on the following Monday afternoon and Tuesday. It'll be Adamus commanding energies to serve you. Wrong dates for sure. It's the... and then the 13th and the 14th. Good eye.
Thank you, Sart. I suspect Sart might be there.
Sart is going to be there. July off to Australia. Yeah, it should be great going back there. We're going to be doing the Mystery School, so who knows what it is. Sponsored by Marissa Calvi, who's also one of the hosts on the Awakening Zone. So thank you, Marissa. August, it's back to Europe. Yes, to Munich, to the Advanced SES.
Uh-oh.
It's a two-day class, sold out very, very quickly. And it's going to be Adamus talking about what the next phase of the Sexual Energy School. After that, we're doing a...
There's a lot of anticipation around that.
Yeah. Right after that, we're doing a one-day Body of Consciousness workshop. We don't know what that is because we haven't done it yet. But it'll be interesting. It's a lot for... Well, it's for Chambra, but for new people as well that don't want to take a whole weekend. And then we're doing just a fun one-day teacher gathering in Europe. I would say at least half of the Crimson Circle teachers are in Europe, which is very interesting. So we're doing a one-day gathering kind of tied in with the whole trip. So if you're a teacher, you're welcome. There's no charge. Susie, how many do we have spaces left? We do. Okay, good. So we probably have 20 spaces. Good. Okay. Then... it is the Midsummer New Energy Conference in Santa Fe. If you haven't signed up yet, now is a good time to do it. I don't think there's any space left at the hotel. Is that correct?
Yeah, the block is sold out at the hotel.
But there are plenty of hotels in Santa Fe. And you know what? We're just going to have 3 days of having a really good time. Good presenters, people like...
It's a great place to feel the Southwest. It's really a very special place. Lots of energies.
Lots of
things to go explore.
And actually, a lot of the people coming in this year are also Awakening Zone hosts. People like Dee Wallace does a beautiful job in spiritual work, was also the mom on E.T., the movie. Sandra Engerman, who's a shaman dealing with going into the other realms. I'm looking forward to working with Sandra. Jim Self, who is also, by the way, going to be starting a show in the Awakening Zone, works with mastering...
This month yet, right? At the end of the month?
July. Okay. Wolfing von Rohr, character, amazing.
Brilliant character.
Great presenter,
talented,
great speaker.
Amazing.
And
a friend.
A good friend. Lee Harris, channeler for Zachariah and Zephariah. Lee has such amazing, beautiful energy when he's channeling.
He's threatening to sing, too.
Oh, and sing. He actually just did a cover on the Angel song. I'm not going to sing it, but...
Thank you.
Yeah. of course. Our dear
actually,
friend,
I like what you sing, but I prefer when you do it just for me.
Just for you, so do I. our dear friend Garrett and, of course, Norma. Looking forward to working with them in Santa Fe. Our good friend Joe, who's here today, is going to be up on the stage as well. And Gene Adrian, one of the Awakening Zone show hosts, does a great job. Linda Benyol, yay! Yours truly.
Oh, Blue Eyes.
And music with Gerhardt, assuming, yeah, I know, he'll be fine. He'll be fine then, yeah. Yoham, Gerhardt, Anat, and Amir. So we're going to be a lot of dancing at night. Also, Jimmy Stadler. So he's been with us before. So I'm looking forward to a grand celebration there. It's a Midsummer New Energy Conference. It's in September in Santa Fe.
And we kind of take pride in the fact that some people like to start their events real early, and then they kind of go late. And we're like, forget that. We're going to like start easy so that then we can really play our butts off at night dance and carry on and be chambre.
Everybody just loves that part of it, getting together at night and having a good time. So
moving
along here, October, it's a tour in France. We still have some spaces left on that. We're going to be doing wine tasting along the way.
Why'd you visiting put that, the you cathedrals. Put that first?
Yeah, damn right. if you're interested, we do have some spaces left on
and
that.
It's a small event. It's limited to what we can hold in one coach, so it's not a big event. It's a very small event, very special.
Yep. And then it's on throughout Europe for our book tour, and I think the book is out now. I know it is, because Wolfing just sent an email saying it's actually doing pretty well. So it's Adamus's new book. I don't know what the title is.
It's supposed to be controversial.
Controversial. It is controversial. So, boy, everywhere we go.
Isn't it interesting? It hasn't been printed here yet.
November, it's the rescheduled Egypt tour. So it is sold out, I believe. Every place is filled.
I need to add one thing to it. It's just the most stunning place. I thought everybody talked it up too much and it was bull, but it's not. It's really awesome. But the last time we were there, it was like we just knew it was never going to be quite like that again, and I didn't know what that meant. I thought it meant that it would just get shut down because they're trying to control it, and it'd be like Disneyland. Well, you just have to take a step back, because while we were gone, somebody was telling us that, you saw it even on the news, all of a sudden they've got these satellite photos that are showing that there's a stunning amount of more pyramids and stuff under the sand that's just waiting to be revealed.
They found 300 pyramids. And actually, it's kind of interesting. Just think about it for a second. They had a kind of a change in government and change
power
in the antiquities department. A lot of stuff was really held back. Management has changed, and suddenly they're coming up with all this stuff. 300 new pyramids.
Is that stunning?
And now they're starting to talk also about the underground tunnels that the satellites are able to detect. And it's something that Adamus talked about, and he said they are there, even though at the time the officials denied that they were there. So now they're going to be doing a lot of new research. So we're going back at an amazing time.
An amazing time.
Yeah. And then right after that, and this is our first announcement of this next event, we're in December, we're back in Frankfurt for...
On the way home from Egypt.
Yeah, on the way home from Egypt, why not stop in Frankfurt? We're going to be doing our first full Dreamwalker Life School. Adamus kind of did it in Kauai, but, you know, it was the essence of it.
It was the introduction.
This was going to be the first full Dreamwalker Life. So now we'll have Dreamwalker, the whole thing. You die, get born, ascension, and life. So that'll be great. So this will go in the store on June 14th. In the store. The angels will get an announcement sooner. But
I liked it because the introduction to it made you feel like they're really introduces you more to the divine human.
Absolutely. So moving along, what's up next in the slide parade?
You put them together.
Ooh, Chambre Launchpad. We have one today. He's not here in person, and Skype doesn't always work so well, so we're just going to talk about it. He was actually here a couple years ago, had a wonderful new book out, now has another book.
Terry Newbegin.
And
what a great name,
you know, if you're in, the, you know, doing this. And he's done a book now called...
I suspect that was not the name on his birth certificate.
No, I bet it was. That's Terry's real name, yeah.
No way. Is that really?
Yeah, Gene knows him really well.
That's his real first... He didn't change it? That's his... Wow. Oh, my God. Talk about, well, prophetic.
So he's put out a new book called Revelations, A New Beginning. I'm not going to explain a lot because he actually, this is great. He sent a really good video. It's about 2 minutes long. And the video will tell you about his product. So if we
and
get
he's
those,
referring to the book of Revelations in the Bible.
That's right. The book of Revelations, which, have you ever tried to read that?
Yeah, it scares the hell out of you.
Do you understand it? Does anybody understand it?
Yeah, we're
it's
going.
Weird.
It's over. We're done.
It's like, I think they were smoking
Armageddon.
Pot, you know, it's like.
Jesus is coming again, and he's pissed.
We get the lights off, and we'll roll right into the. I tried reading it. It's like, what? What? If Adama said stuff like that, they'd throw him out of the room. Throw him out of the room anyway,
the book
probably.
Of Revelation is one of the most debated and often misinterpreted pieces of writing in the entire Christian canon. Many people believe the events foretold in Revelation are literal prophecy, which one day will come to pass. However, there is another interpretation, one that has nothing to do with the end of days or an antichrist, but rather one that views the book as a symbolic guide that shows us how to cast down our role as sinner and ascend to a higher state of mind. It is this theory that author Terry L. Newbegin explores in The Book of Revelation, A New Beginning. Rather than the end of the world, the Book of Revelation is really about ending the old ways of perceiving and understanding God, and how organized religion has distorted this truth out of a desire for power and control. The Book of Revelation is not something to be feared, for it is about gaining your freedom. It is not the end. It's a new beginning.
All right. Thank you, Terry. I feel like I was cheating. He sent in a video. We didn't have to do anything other than just say, check it out. Yeah, it was really nice.
Well, it's that is an amazing experience. There are a lot of churches that really, really have a lot of fear, and a lot of people not doing well right now because they're anticipating this sort of Armageddon from.
Yeah. And
Revelation.
Terry's an amazing guy. Anyway, he's a wealth of information and knowledge. And when if you've read any of his work before, he has a way of putting it that's easy to understand. He doesn't try to make it too esoteric. So I'm looking forward to. I just got a copy of the book today. So. Looking forward to reading it. So, Terry, we're going to take a good deep breath with you as we help to launch Revelations, A New Beginning. From Terry, New Begin.
Congratulations on your creation.
Thank you, Terry. And
How many pages is that? You could hurt somebody with that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's over 600 pages.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's a big book. It must have taken him at least 2 or 3 weeks to put this together. I'm sure it took him several years.
Big topic.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Next. And we'll be taking a break in about 10 minutes or less. So some of you got to go right now. We're going to talk for just a moment about the Awakening Zone. Notice the nice banners that we have here. Yeah. We actually got these, the banners, the pop-ups for the Cryon Conference next weekend. I thought, hey, we'll bring them here. And
we're excited to see Lee Carroll and the gang there.
Yeah.
It's always
so
wonderful.
So Awakening Zone just happens to be that Joe Rumbelow, the manager of Awakening Zone, is here today, and he's going to be going with us to Sedona next week, and he's not going to be getting too close to us after this Angels and Alien thing, maybe privately.
Come
on, a big hand for Joe. Come on up.
Thank you, Joe.
Good morning, afternoon, and good evening. I really am excited to be here again.
You sound like that. You sound like you do on the radio. It's great.
It happens.
Yeah.
I don't have to act or anything. This is just the way it is.
It's the way it is.
It's just the way it is.
Well, for those who don't know, and I hope you do, but we started the Awakening Zone back in January. It actually launched, although it was August when we first started talking. And it's been picking up a lot of steam. So what's going on with the Awakening Zone?
Well, you know, the first thing that I want to mention is that I just checked this morning, mm-hmm. and since January 1, we've had 218,000 listeners.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's live listeners, call-ins, archives, and downloads. And I'm going to tell you, over the past couple of months, the people downloading the episodes to their whatever it is that they're listening to has totally increased. It's really incredible. There's yeah. people listening to the Awakening Zone shows in their cars while they're driving to work.
Oh, no.
I swear to God. I received an email from a lady, a month, 6 weeks ago, and she said, I love listening to your show on my iPod while I'm cleaning house.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, when you do 60 minutes, my house gets clean, but when you do 90 minutes, it gets really clean. Okay? So there, that was the service that we're providing.
But Joe, I also know there's...
Maybe she could come over to my house.
Yeah, she can have all she wants to listen yeah. to. I know there's some people in the room, I'm not looking at them, but that actually listen to it at work.
They do?
Put the sets on, and they act like they're doing their office work, but they're really listening to the Awakening Zone.
Well, it's exciting, because what happens is, because it's internet, people are sharing, saying, hey, you might want to check this out, and it's a safe, private way to check out some of this new stuff.
And Joe, how many hosts are there now? I lost
track. You know, I think we have like 28-plus hosts.
Wow.
We're doing 40-plus shows a month at this point. And, you know, as many of you know, one of the things that Jeff and Lynn and I talked about at the very beginning was non-English speaking hosts, because we really wanted to bring this to the entire world, and we wanted to bring it in languages that people can actually understand. Now, I'll tell you, across the world, and you know this because you travel a lot, there are a lot of people who speak English as a second language.
Yep.
You know, but they like to hear this information in their own languages. And, you know, when we first started off, we started off with two in German, with Wolfing von Rohr and Dr. Joachim Wolfram. I'm going to get his first name right.
Joachim.
Okay, I'll practice. Yeah. In German, and, you know, we have Romania and Hungary.
Turkey.
Oh, my God, Turkey.
That's for dinner.
I'm not hungry.
And speaking of Turkey, Denise Superu and I, she was a guest on my show on April the 14th. You know, and so check that out, because she does speak really good English.
Very good.
And we are going to, I think later on this month, we're going to start a new monthly show. She and I are going to co-host it together. So that's going to be really powerful. We have Italy. I can't understand.
They called their show Beyond Pinocchio.
After Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, when I saw that, when Andrea sent me the title to the show, I fell off my chair. I thought, this is brilliant. What an incredible program. Unfortunately, my Italian's not that good.
Really?
It's not that good, and they talk really fast.
They talk
really fast. But I know it's a great show. Just from that title, we have new non-English speaking shows coming up. We have Denmark coming on board.
Yeah.
We have France, Poland, Finland,
Norway.
Norway,
yeah.
Right?
And a couple others, but...
I want to mention also we have Australia.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Now they speak English.
But a different form of English.
But it's a different form of English.
Yes. You can understand if they want you to.
Yeah, right.
And you have to really listen carefully.
That's Marissa Calvi, who is organizing the event
next month.
For Jeff and Linda
next month. She's Chambra, and she also is an author.
Yes.
Right. And so, you know, I mean, great stuff already happening at the Awakening Zone. Here's what we have coming up. Like I said, Denise and I are gonna host a monthly show. We're going to start later on this month, early July, something like that. I have another show coming on. It's English-speaking. It's from the U.S. It's been in the works for about 3 or 4 months now. Dr. Elizabeth Lambert. This is a show not only for women, but for men, too. Her book is... you like that song, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do. I had the wrong cue. That happens when you have jet lag and you're trying operate these really sophisticated pieces of equipment.
Down. Yeah. Put it down now.
Put it down.
Stop.
Put it down.
Stop.
Put it down.
It's cursed.
Yeah, I just lost my train of
thought.
Elizabeth Lambert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's not her.
That's not her.
Mm-mm.
No, Elizabeth looks different than
Jim. Yeah.
Anyway, Elizabeth's book is Fit 50 and Fabulous. And she was a guest on my show a few weeks ago. And this woman is just a bundle of energy. And she's going to start later on this month. I think it's either the 15th or the 22nd. This is a show not just for people who are 50 or over. This is for people who are younger, who would like to be 50, fit, and fabulous, you know, when they get there. And it's also a show for men.
Oh!
You got to listen to this show. She's just really incredible. I got to tell you this. This is really cool. This guy up here, Jim Self, when I first got the idea for this network, Jim was the second person that I asked to host a show. And there was no network. There was an idea of a network. And this was way before I even talked to Jeff and Linda about it. This was like January, February 2010. And Jim told me at that time, he said, you know, he said, when the time is right, he said, I'll be there. Well, the time's right. July 19th, Jim Self, Mastering Alchemy, starts his show on The Awakening Zone. And if you've been to the website and you've seen our hosts, it's unbelievable.
We're really proud of the lineup. It's really amazing.
Who'd have thought?
I'm telling you. A year and a half ago, I thought, I'd get together with six or seven of my closest radio buddies and we'll host some shows under the same banner.
But it's turned.
I can't believe it.
It's amazing creation.
But I do believe it. I really do. And I'm thrilled to be working with Jeff and Linda on this because at that point I thought, where do I take this? You know, to really cause this to happen. And it's one of those things. You know that word amyo? You've heard that before? That's translated trust. And so I did. And I called them. And here we are. And I thank you all for listening and constantly listening. We have more new stuff coming up. I'm just so excited about this. It's incredible. And as a matter of fact, our special guest, Chandler, that's going to be coming up later, Kathleen Laurie, was just a guest on my show a couple of weeks ago. You got to check out that archive. Mm. We had a ball. We had a great time. So check it out. I thank you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Thanks. And Joe, it really has, it has been an amazing creation, and I truly believe there's something that I call the Chambra Incubator for creativity, and I think it works for just about everyone. Just being in this energy, whether it's Awakening Zone, whether it's a book or anything else, there's something inspiring about Chambra. And it gets things going. Awakening Zone
is an amazing group for allowing potentials to create.
Yeah.
And so thank all of you also for participating in this. And again, thank you, Joe, for being inspired with the idea. Thank you.
All right. Whew. Thank you. So Awakening Zone, are you listening?
Well, that's a nice serious note.
I like that. Oh, time for Chambra News. I don't have a lot this month. But
That's good.
It sounds important. It's good because we have to take a break in about 1 minute.
Okay.
But it sounds important, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds really important.
Must be really important.
Okay,
let me get
I'll
out
go
the way.
Through it very quickly. Keehawk. We actually have, the amount of work that's been going into the Keehawk for the 99 regular participants, tremendous amount of background work. That I won't even go into right now, but we also have the Keehawk support group. It ended just the other day, the sign-up for it. You have to sign up. You have to fill out this a commitment or an agreement and submit it. We have about 3,500 that are going to be supporters for the year. Just for those who are in the support group, we're going to get back to you in the next couple of weeks with something in writing. We've been very busy getting it set up for the 99. We're actually doing webcasts for them in the next few days, getting everything ready. We have things that are designed for the support group, but just bear with us. Alan, have been getting a lot of emails. What are we supposed to do? And you know, what's the organization? Just deep breath.
First of all, we want to thank you for offering to participate and be an energy supporter of the Kiha Group. And we're really excited because very shortly we will give you the understanding of what you can do to truly support this 99 that is in this incredibly engaging commitment and program.
Yep. So we'll get back to you.
So we'll let you know.
Next, I forget what I have. Oh, if you're just tuning in late, you didn't hear the presentation about the Warsaw Angels and Aliens event. It is now available in the Schomburg shop, either as a digital download or as a physical CD. Because I know there's people, believe it or not, that don't listen to the whole show. They tune in late. And so I wanted that little reminder there for them.
Oh, you sound sad.
No, it's fine. I can understand. It's,
well, especially if you're in Australia or New
hours,
Zealand.
You know. Could you give me boost on that? Just
Maybe we're supposed to end there.
Stuck? Thank you. Just, move it to the next slide, if you would. There you go. Okay. Forgot what this one was about. Oh, next one. I'll do it from here. All right.
Man and his control system.
Yes. Adama is calling. You know, Adama talks at the workshops about cell phones. He does not like them one bit. And if you accidentally have yours ring during a workshop, I pity you, because
he's
he will
rude.
Walk over and have
he's
a talk
rude.
With you. But he really doesn't like it. Isn't it amazing that in the news this last week, it was just filled with this new report that cell phones are not good for you? Now, of course, they're talking about people are holding them up all the time and yakking on them constantly. But Adama says, you know, don't rely on it so much.
It's a Nokia and it's glowing with nuclear energy.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. Anybody guess who this is, this young pirate? Barack Obama. He's a pirate also.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me that photo. I thought that is really cool to know that even back then, he was probably a Chambro pirate. And with that, we come into the wrap-up and just really quickly on the teachers.
We always want to thank our teachers. They're the people that have taken the different classes or material and find such a passionate connection to it that they want to share it with others. So again, thank you to all of the Crimson Circle Advanced Study teachers. They're out there. They're willing to come to you. If you want a class, don't hesitate to let us know. If you're looking for a class, we have Sexual Energy School, Aspectology, Dreamwalker Birth, Death, Ascension, New Energy Syncretize, and Discovering Your Passion. And Jeff and I will tell any one of you, if you haven't done SES, that you really ought to check into it, because it is profound and your life will never be the same.
In a good way.
In an absolutely wonderful way.
And as we close out here for a break, we want to really acknowledge and give special thanks to the huge team around the world that makes all this possible. The people, the Crimson Circle Angels that subscribe every month, help financially so we can do things like Awakening Zone, these webcasts. They are invaluable, and we truly appreciate the angels.
When things go well, it's no mistake. They go well because there are people doing a really great job, and we really appreciate our teams all over the world as well as here.
Translators, web hosts, the workshop hosts, as well as the team that comes in every month and gets set up, does all the technology, does the teardown. So how about
a big hand
for everyone who's helping to make this.
Ooh. Ooh. And thank you for our live audience here who's willing to be, subjected to potential bullying. But,
So if you haven't been here before for a live shout, you may not want to sit on the aisle as we come into the shout. We're going to take a break for about 20 minutes. There's plenty of food, sunshine, fresh air. We'll come back for Adamas and Guidance Energy.
Thank you.